10 years on, I think a lot of people, in some respect, I think as complacent, they feel that, you know, we've done that, you know, we've got the T-shirt, let's move on now. And the reality is, no, we haven't. Yeah.
Who are the people you think have got complacent?
I think, in a way, the government feels as if that things have done now. Because they don't use the word race. Race is just wiped out of all the vocabulary that they talk about anything to do with our own minority. So they use the word diversity. That seems to be more comfortable for them. Cohesion. And they said that word didn't start materialising properly until after the inquiry.
Social cohesion.
Yeah, community cohesion. You know, great, I think, bringing people together and for people to be able to work and sort of... and have that background where everybody's so diverse is a great thing. But to try and move away from addressing the issue of race, I just think that we need more time to do that.
Do you think the government's either forgotten or given up caring about race?
I would say they've given up caring about race. I just feel that they believe that they've addressed it.
Why do you think that black people are 6 to 7 more times more likely to be stopped and searched than whites?
Then it comes down to racism again, doesn't it? Because the colour of your skin, automatically, if you're a black person, that you must be into criminality, you must be up to something. If you walk in a group, if you walk in on your own, there must be something about you that presents that to them.
Do you still... Are you saying you think the police still racially stereotype black people?
In that respect, yes, because if they weren't, the stop and account and stop and set would have dropped significantly because then they'd be using the intelligence in the area in which there's some crime has been committed.
And with you personally, is it simply time that has helped? Well, let me not assume anything. Has the pain lessened?
No. Specifically, you have to be in a position where you've lost somebody, and lost somebody in the way in which Stephen died. It wasn't an accident. You know, he wasn't ill. Somebody deliberately took his life. And then it's more or less put two fingers up. I've got away with it. All the young black boys that's been killed, how many of their perpetrators, regardless of who they are, how many of their perpetrators have been brought to justice?
Yeah.
I don't know that question, but I've spoken to some mothers who, they have no idea how the investigation is happening. Their son killers has not been brought to justice. They don't feel as if they've been treated in the same way. So, you know, families out there still feeling the same way as I did when Stephen was killed. Because they always say that, you know, if you're black or ethnic minority, you have to be 3-4 times better than a white person in order to achieve anything that you want. And I think that still holds. So they need to be in a position that when anything happens...
You think that's the case, you have to be 3-4 times better?
I think you do. Yeah, I think they do. You know, you have to work a little bit harder all the time.
You look over there and you see Obama, you know. How do you think the UK compares to the US now?
Oh God, we're years and decades behind them.
Really?
Yeah.
What way?
Can I see a black prime minister in the next 5-10 years? No.
Next 50?
Possibly.